Hi, it is Saturday night, and I'm at the San Juan Schools waiting for bus to come in, and I was off at state conference, which was good as always. Never a bad state conference out of all this stuff, of course. Trying to think of some of the insights that came out. Something that wasn't said, but I guess it's been playing on my mind and getting reinforced. Was the whole idea of I need to do a better job of getting to know people and remembering their names and their faces and anything useful about that. My life seems to be just almost wadded up with always getting things wrong, and I was talking to one of the Rimmelsbacher kids, and I thought I was talking to, I think his name was Tyler. And that wasn't who I was talking to. I was talking to his younger brother, which looks, they look a lot alike. And in the course of talking, this young guy found out that he had just graduated from high school. And I went, oh, that's not Tyler. Tyler would be, you know, first I was thinking, well, are you in a master's program? And he said, oh, no, I just really got out of high school. It's like, okay. This girl came and sat beside him, and I was like real lucky, and I was like, oh well, and she said, I was talking about the fact that there was a really beautiful musical number that they had been practicing before they had come in, and she said, oh well, that's part of what I'm doing, and I went, I don't remember you being up there. And she said, oh no, she goes, I'm singing. I said, oh yeah, there was no singing. This is lots of instrumental, but no singing. And she said, yeah, we're right there. So she pointed out on the program where she was going to be, and there was her name, Kim, Rimmelsbacher. And I was like, oh, hey, look, you two are like married. It's like, yeah. So I made the supposition that she was a local girl. Not too far off, she's from Lubbock. But still, you know, I kept thinking, well, you know, you look vaguely familiar, maybe? I said, I don't know. And she goes, no, I'm from Lubbock. And I was like, oh, no, boy, I'm batting a thousand, aren't I? And so, my memory is troublesome. My lack of memory and trying to piece together what little I have is just embarrassing. And they seemed really quite kindly to me. Although I'm sure after it's all over, it's like, God, does that guy have any idea who we even were? And it's like, no. Oh, well. But she was an amazing singer. She is operatic. And, wow. Beautiful, beautiful. I don't know what the difference is between soprano and mezzo soprano. I know mezzo soprano can go up higher, I think. I think I know that. I'm not sure. And she might be a mezzo soprano because, you know, it was amazing. She was amazing. Really made the. It was a duet being sung. And sure made the other lady, who was quite good, seem plain. And, you know, not to denigrate anybody on any level. You know, she's a fine singer. But boy, next to Kim, oh. So there's somebody to keep an eye on, is young Kim Rimmelsbacher. I don't know how old she is. Anyway. So I hope I remember her, and I think in talking about her in recordings, I have a much better chance of remembering that and saying, yes, I do remember, and she sang, and it was just nigh on to angelic, and I don't want to embarrass her by referring to it that way, but that's just the way it seemed to me. It was just amazing. Anyway. Been talked a little bit with the Campbells. Sissy, and I've heard him called Jack and John, and I'm not sure what to do with it. John seems to be the chemical name, and Jack seems to be what everybody calls him. And a nice little talk with them. Seemed that it went down to the liberal education. That Sissy and I are very, very, have the same thoughts on adult education. On liberal education and its need. I talked a little bit about the fact that Josh is basketball was really starting to really chew into life for everybody, and I didn't really know, you know, I didn't know where to put that. I said, I know it's got value. I said, but maybe not as much value as it takes away from other things. And of course, she said, "Well, as a school teacher, you know, I think sports. If people put forth as much effort in academics as they did with sports, that we'd all have a bunch of scholars." And I couldn't but agree with her. We talked about Shayna and Brennan. Of course, Sissy was very practical. Most people are. It tends to be, I don't want to call it an American trait, but it tends to be, I think, almost kind of a Western trait that education is equated with wealth or money or whatever, living. You know, I can't say it's evil, but, you know, she also brought the fact that she liked a liberal education for the reason of being well-rounded and being able to have more capacity and flexibility in our present world, which is something, of course, that I have always thought was useful. And when I listened to Dan Carlin, his recent recording on the subject was also good. So another brother that I talked to for probably about 5 minutes. And, golly, I don't remember his name. I feel so bad. You know, everyone should have the respectability of being remembered, of having somebody come up and say hi and be able to say their name and shake their hand and engage in small talk. You know, I think all we talked about, I don't know when I'm ever going to break myself, but you know, what we talked about was predominantly the weather. He'd told me that they had about 4 inches of snow in Amarillo in the last storm that we had, of which I think Tucumcari got nothing, except cold. Then there was, speaking of the wind, about a week ago, there was just a horrible windstorm throughout the whole area. And he says, oh yes, we got the dirt and the sand everywhere. And said, oh yes, we did too. So that's something we can all count on and know that we're all going to get when the time arrives. The snow can be very spotty. You know, snow's here. Sorry, don't say, you know. It snows here, doesn't snow there. But there will always be the wind. And it's something upon which you can rely. If they're getting a big wind within 100 miles of us, we're getting a big wind too. Talked to a lot of people. Had an interesting time. I locked the keys in the car, silly me. And I had even sat there and looked at those keys. I opened the car door, and of course the car door, ding, 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 you know, which is what it's designed to do when it opens, and you've got the keys in the ignition. And so I pulled them out halfway to get the ding to stop. And I even thought to myself, I said, Jay, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to lose your keys. For you to lock your keys in the car, and by golly, about 15 minutes later, that's exactly what I did. But luckily I had my cell phone with me, so I could look up somebody to come and unlock the door. And it was the service that's just about all they do. And guy got there in about 20-25 minutes, and he popped my door open without even blinking. Had one of those little car shim thingies that you put down via window to unlock the door, and he had it open and paid him his $35, of which I was quite happy to have that $35 done. And that was it. Just that simple. So it ended up being not a torturous experience at all. And other people were saying, "Boy, you're taking this so well." And I went, "How else is there to take it?" So I find myself in the foreign service thing saying, "Oh my goodness, how am I going to do with my really lousy memory?" And Lisa said, "Jay, you're just going to have to keep more of a journal and write things down." I think you're right. I think the recordings help, but golly, what do you do? It's too difficult to go back and refer to a recording. Much easier, something that's written or typed or whatever. So
So I think I may need to do that.
Well, what came out of this meeting, it was a meeting about it was all kind of based around the same things. The prophetic priorities that came from President Monson, which is, oh golly, family, putting home and family first, I have them written down, hang on. I got them written down here, and I bet you I can refer to them without too much effort if I'm careful. Oh, there it is. Which note? That's not the one. Oh, hang on. This one. Strengthen home and family. Save the rising generation. Share the gospel, and right next to it, I've got a thing that says Leonard. Leonard Lorio keeps coming to mind that I need to take some time to. Was there? I know I've had religious conversations before, and I just felt this need, this desire. I don't know if it's the spirit or what, to talk about it. And then there is the reaching the one. You remember the parable about leaving the 99 and going after the one that's lost. And so those are the prophetic priorities. Everybody's been doing it, and apparently this is being proclaimed as the priorities, the things that we need to be doing. I would never dispute any such thing. These are all good things, and they certainly all come from the prophet. And following the prophet is what needs to be done. Of course, I wouldn't mind showing in there in one or two or a junction of two just things, some other thing, other priorities, but other ways of accomplishing those priorities. Home teaching comes out as being kind of a junction between mechanism or a methodology for getting these things done more than anything else, you know. Home teaching isn't an end unto itself, it's to accomplish something. And so that we need to accomplish things. Anyway, so putting this stuff down in the recording, hopefully it'll help me remember these things. I did write down some things, and of course I had to look back at them. I need to come up with a task manager, but I'm kind of worried about trying to do that at this juncture because my batteries are nearly dead. But I probably need to go ahead and try that. Once I finish this recording, because if I don't get it done now, I'm not going to get it done. And I do. I need a task-based system. There's no other way to do it. Emails, things get pushed down, and one needs to continually sort and resort tasks by priority rather than how old they are. Or, you know, if you put them in the calendar, calendars are all about the future, and if it's in the past, you're not looking back. So I need to get a task manager to take care of that, to put some stuff in there. At least I have something she wants me to put on a task, and I've already forgotten it. What am I going to do? Regardless. So I'm going to do that now. But I think I'm going to go ahead and finish up this recording. So I'm going to stop here as soon as I get the thing wound up. And stop it right here.